Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and old school DnB skills in Ableton Live 12, building a clean subsign, giving it just enough harmonics to translate, and then resampling it to audio so you can treat it like a breakbeat. That's where the rewind-worthy drops come from. Not from 100 plugins from control, contrast, and good edits. Quick mindset check. In this music, the sub isn't just low end, it's the engine. The drums and the bass are one system, so we're going to build the sub so it locks to the break, and then we're going to print it so it's consistent and easy to arrange. Alright, step 0, quick project setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM, that's the classic jungle zone, and it makes the timing decisions feel right for two-step and break-driven grooves. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break. Make a MIDI track called SUB MIDI. Make an audio track called SUB Resample. And optionally, set up a couple return tracks if you want. One reverb, one delay. Not mandatory for the sub lesson, but helpful for vibe. Drop a break onto the break track and loop 8 bars. If you don't have a classic break, it's fine. Any drum loop works for now, because we're focused on the sub workflow, not break chopping today. Now step 1. Build a clean subsign using only stock Ableton. On your SUB, MIDI track, load operator. In operator, we want it simple and pure. Set the algorithm so it's just oscillator A by itself. One oscillator. Set oscillator A's waveform to sign. Keep its level at 0 dB for now. We'll gain stage in the chain later. Now shape the amp envelope. This is where beginners accidentally create clicks. So listen carefully here. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 milliseconds if you want a slightly plucky feel, but you can also leave it longer depending on your line. For sustain, if you're writing longer notes, keep sustain at 0 dB so it holds steady. If you're writing short donk notes, you can lower sustain so it naturally drops off. And set release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That little release is your anti-click insurance. Teacher tip. If you hear tiny ticks at the start or end of notes, don't immediately start throwing limiters at it. First, increase release slightly. Second, later when we resample, we'll add micro fades. Most clicks are just abrupt waveform cuts. Good. Step 2. Add glide, like old school bass lines. In operator, enable glide or portamento. Set glide time somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Turn on legato so it only glides when notes overlap. Keep it subtle. In jungle, glide is often a vibe detail, not a main event. Too much glide and your bass starts smearing the rhythm, and suddenly the break doesn't feel as punchy. Step 3. Write a simple DnB sub pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on SUB MIDI. Now choose a comfortable sub range. A nice beginner safe area is around F1, G1, and A-sharp 1. That's a classic zone, where the fundamental lives in a mixable range without eating all your headroom. Here's a simple 2-step jungle rhythm to try. Bar 1. Place notes on 1.1, then 1.3, then 1.4.2. Bar 2, variation on 2.1, then 2.2.3, then 2.4. Keep note lengths fairly short, like eighth notes to quarter notes, so it talks with the break instead of just being one long fog of sub. The goal is call and response with the drums, even if it's subtle. Extra coach note, pick a sub lane and stick to it. If your lowest note keeps dipping down into C1 or D1 a lot, you'll fight the limiter and the track will actually feel quieter, not heavier. Heavier DnB usually comes from controlled fundamentals, not constant ultra-low notes. Step 4. Make it audible on small speakers, but without wrecking your low end. A pure sign can disappear on phones, so we add harmonics carefully. The rule is, add harmonics, don't add volume. On the SUB MIDI track, add an EQ8 first. Put a high-pass filter around 20 to 30 HE. You're not trying to thin it out. You're just removing useless rumble that steals headroom. Now add saturator. Set drive to something gentle, like 3 dB to start. You can explore 2 to 6 dB depending on the note and the mix. Turn soft clip on. And now the most important part, gain match. Turn the output down so that, when you bypass the saturator, the loudness feels basically the same. You want it to feel clearer, not louder. Then add a second EQ8 after the saturator. If things get boxy or muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 400 HC. If you need a little more, hear it on smaller speakers. Do a tiny, careful boost somewhere around 700 HC to 1.5 KHE. Tiny is the word. We're not making a lead, we're just giving the ear something to grab. Optional, but really helpful for 1 minute. Drop a tuner, before your processing so you can confirm your fundamental note and put a spectrum after your chain to see what harmonics you're generating. Once you've checked, disable them. Use the tools once, then trust your ears and save CPU. Step 5. Glue the sub to the break with sidechain compression. This is the moment where a beginner project starts sounding like actual DNB, because the sub stops fighting the drum transients. On sub, MIDI, add compressor or glue compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose your break track as the sidechain input. Starting settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust by feel with the groove. Now lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. We're not trying to pump like house music. We're trying to make space so the break stays sharp and the sub stays heavy. Coach tip. Sidechain feel matters more than the meter. If your break is super busy with ghost kicks or extra hits, feeding the entire break into the sidechain can overduck the sub. Later, you can make a dedicated sidechain trigger track that only hits where you want the ducking. But for now, using the break is fine and gets you moving. Step 6. Resample the sub into audio. This is the magic. Resampling gives you consistency, easier editing, and it unlocks classic drop tricks like reverses and pitch moves. Also, it turns your bassline into something you can chop and arrange like you would with breaks. Very old school mentality. Very effective. Go to your SUB resample audio track. Set its input to audio from resampling. Arm sub resample to record. Now decide if you want the break in the recording. If you only want the sub printed, solo the SUB MIDI track. If you want to capture the whole vibe together, you can lead it. But for clean bass editing, soloing the sub is usually better. Hit record and capture at least 8 bars. Honestly, a nice trick is to record too long, like 16 or even 32 bars. If you do any little automation moves or performance variations, you might catch a happy accident you'll want later. When you stop, you'll have an audio clip of your subline. Now, warp discipline. Low end is sensitive. Click the audio clip. Try turning warp off first. If it stays in time, great. Leave it off for the cleanest low end. If you must warp, keep it simple. For steady sub notes, tones warp mode usually feels smooth. Beats can work too, but tones is often safer for sustained bass. Add tiny fades on the clip to avoid clicks. 2 to 10 milliseconds is plenty. And if you're going to keep a section, consolidate it so you have one clean region to work with. Extra detail that saves you headaches. Clicks often come from edits that aren't near a zero crossing, meaning you cut the waveform at a point where it's not crossing the center line. If you chop the audio and you get little thumps, zoom in and try cutting closer to where the waveform crosses the middle. Then add your micro fades. Step 7. Make the resampled sub more drop ready with a simple audio chain. On sub resample, add EQ 8. Again, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If it's too thick, you can do a gentle low shelf cut, but don't overdo it. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Again, gain match so it's not just louder. Then add a limiter at the end. Set the ceiling to minus 0.5 dB. And the key, it should only shave peaks, maybe 1 to 2 dB max. If you're smashing 6 dB, you're not making it heavy, you're flattening it and stealing headroom from the drums. At this point, your printed bass should feel consistent and mix ready. It should sit there like a solid object underneath the break. Step 8. Let's create rewind-worthy drop moments. This is where resampling really pays off, because now you can do arrangement tricks fast. Drop trick A. Pre-drop sub mute plus impact. In the bar before the drop, mute the sub for half a bar or even just one beat. Let the break keep rolling, then slam the sub back and right on the downbeat of the drop. That contrast is everything. Same sub, same level, but because you created a moment of weightlessness, the return feels huge. Drop trick B. Reverse tail into the downbeat. Take a short sub hit right before the drop and duplicate it. Reverse it. Add a fade in so it sucks into the drop. If you want extra grit, put a short reverb on that reversed piece, then resample again. That's a very old technique. Print the effect so it becomes part of the audio, not a live CPU heavy thing. Drop trick C. Pitch ramp for tape energy. In the audio clip, automate transpose. Over one bar leading into the drop, go from -2 semitones up to 0. Or do a micro dive, in the last eighth note before the drop, dip to -3 semitones, then snap back to 0 on the downbeat. Taste is the word. You want tension, not a cartoon. Now, quick common mistake so you can self-correct. If the sub is too loud, The mix collapses and your limiter feels like it's working overtime. Pull the sub down and let the drums feel loud. In DNB, loud drums plus controlled bass usually feels heavier than just turning the sub up. If you get clicks at note changes, fix it in three places: operator release, clip fades, and edit points near zero crossings. If saturation makes it muddy, reduce drive and control the 200 to 500 Hz zone. That's where low end often turns into fob. If sidechain is pumping like house, ease off. Use less gain reduction or a different release so it grooves tighter. And keep your fundamentals in a sensible band. A lot of workable DNB sub fundamentals live roughly around 45 to 90 Hz. You don't need to live at the absolute bottom of the spectrum to sound heavy. Optional pro move for translation: layer a mid above the sub, but keep the true sub clean. Duplicate your operator track. On the duplicate, high pass around 120 Hz, so it has no real sub energy. Then distort that mid layer more aggressively, even with roar in live 12 if you want character. Keep it quiet. It's there so the bass is audible on small speakers, while your pure sub stays stable and mono. Speaking of mono, put a utility on your sub and set width to 0%. For a pure sine sub, that's a safe beginner move. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice routine to lock this in.